So I read about how the Catholic Church sanctioned the exorcism. Then later on, they kind of took that away, saying that she wasn't demon-possessed after the real trial went down. Has there been any comments or anything from the church in relationship to the movie?
Well, I don't think, no, not from the church officially, and I don't think it's a particular point of interest or concern to the church. That, at least that's my impression, because it did happen such a long time ago, the real story. I think the opinion of the Catholics who have seen the movie, I know a lot of Catholics and have done quite a few interviews for Catholic websites and television and radio programs, and I think their general feeling about the movie itself, at least, is that they're just grateful to see a Catholic priest represented with some dignity and respect.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very easy thing to stereotype or vilify a Catholic priest in the movies right now, and I think it's that they just find it refreshing that that's not the case in here, in this picture.
Well, I think given the political condition of our country right now, I loved the way you handled Campbell Scott's character as well as the priest's character, because either of them weren't over the top. They weren't, you know, I didn't get the sense that you were pushing some political agenda in there, too. I mean, you may have been, but I just really didn't sense that.
I can't tell you how much I appreciate that comment. This was a very important point for me. You know, I think that the degree to which religion has become, and I mean religion in the full sense of the word of all sort of conservative religions, but specifically Christianity, the degree to which Christianity has become really welded to politics, and it's become synonymous with politics, is unfortunate. It's not that I think religion and spirituality play no role in the political arena, but I do think that the greater impact of the Christian faith in particular is ultimately a personal one. It's about personal transformation, and for some reason it seems to be getting buried in popular culture with,
right,
you know, with politics. And I wanted to make a movie that wasn't political, that didn't have those political connections. And Campbell Scott's character, I think, was part of adding that complexity, you know, and trying to not oversimplify things. There are a lot of important issues that are dealt with in the movie. And I wanted to make sure that, again, that the movie was focused on putting the right questions on the table, you know, and getting really good discussion going. Because I think that, in the end, is a very good ambition for a film.